Welcome to Eastern Sierra Now. This is Jesse Steele, and I know you've been waiting for this moment all weekend.
Maybe I was waiting for this moment all weekend. Somebody was probably waiting. Let's get to the news. Today is November 8th, and we'll start off with a little COVID stuff. So as of the end of last week, the FDA and CDC have approved booster doses and heterologous, big pie in high school, mix and match boosters for the Pfizer, Moderna, and Johnson & Johnson vaccines. If you'd like to read more about that, head over to Eastern Sierra Now. We have linked it there. The Tri-County Fairgrounds Home Ec building will have Pfizer vaccines for 12 plus Saturday, November 20th, 9 a.m. to noon. The first and second and booster doses will be available. You can make an appointment at Eastern Sierra Now. The Moderna vaccine, which is 18 plus, Saturday, November 20th, 1 to 3, booster doses only. Also, make your appointment. Pediatric Pfizer vaccines, that's 5 to 11 years old. The COVID-19 vaccine for children ages 5 to 11 has received emergency use authorization approval. At this time, there are very limited pediatric Pfizer vaccine providers in Inyo County. More providers are expected to receive shipments in the coming weeks. If you're interested in getting your children a COVID-19 vaccine, available clinics are listed below, with more being added soon. I'll just read them to you instead of making you go check it out. The Public Health Clinic in Bishop, Tuesday, November 9th, from 1 to 4. And you can make an appointment at, you guessed it, Eastern Sierra Now. Tri-County Fairgrounds in Bishop, Sunday, November 21st. That's 10 a.m. to noon. Make an appointment. Same place. And if you want to see other clinics offering COVID-19 vaccines, you can see the link at Eastern Sierra Now that will provide those for you. Or send an email to vaccineinfo@inyocounty.us. Here's just some quick numbers on everything. As of November 5th, Inyo County has an eligible population, ages 12 plus, of 15,755. So that's 67.2% are fully vaccinated, 9.1% have one dose, and 23.7% are not vaccinated. Of the age group 12 to 17, 43.9% are fully vaccinated. Age group 18 to 49 is 62%, or excuse me, 66.2% vaccinated. 50 to 64 range is 72.7% vaccinated. And the 65 plus is 70.6% vaccinated. Positive COVID cases as 2,379. That was plus 28 increase since 11/3. Active COVID cases is 147. Confirmed COVID deaths are 41. And there has been zero deaths since 11/3. That was when the last update was. For the Inyo County case demographics, currently the age group 0 to 17 has 34 active cases. Ages 18 to 49 has 50 active cases. Ages 50 to 64, 38. And ages 65 plus has 25 active cases. 73 of those cases are male, and 74 are female. 117 of these cases occurred in North County, north of and including Big Pine. 26 are from South County, south of and including Independence. And 2 are from East County, east of Lone Pine. 2 more are unreported or missing data concerning the location. For a quick reminder, there is a public health office mask order in place requiring all individuals in the incorporated and unincorporated areas of the County of Inyo, regardless of vaccination status, to wear a face covering when they enter an indoor public facility. To read the full health order, see easternsierranow.com. That's enough COVID stuff. Usually I save sports for last, but oh, that was a heartbreaker. Especially the fourth quarter. If any of you saw that or played in it, that was rough. About 4 minutes left to go, we catch a Hail Mary miracle pass, one-handed. I didn't even see the guy that caught it, but well done. Gets the touchdown. We were down 7-10 almost the entire game. That put us ahead. We're thinking, hey, we're tough. We're going to win this. This is going to be it, right? Yay, yay, yay. Next kickoff, we kick the ball dude runs it back for 90 yards and gets a touchdown and puts Tehachapi up. And then we throw an interception and they run it in for another touchdown. So they ended up beating by two touchdowns. Oh, it was awful. Such a heartbreaker. Our very own Kay Hargrove was there. She took some pictures and wrote a little story about it. I'll read that for you now, but definitely go give her a shout out on Eastern Sierra Now because she's doing a great job. She's our student reporter, by the way. She goes to Bishop Union High School. Our beloved Broncos experienced a devastating loss Friday night, November 5th, the first round of the CIF playoffs against the Tehachapi Warriors. Before the game began, we had a moment of silence for the young girls who passed away last week. It started slow and stressful with no scoring in the first quarter. The Warriors scored the first touchdown in the second quarter. Finally, the Broncos scored their first touchdown in the third quarter with a score of 7-7. With the suspense rising and everyone on the edge of their seats, the fourth quarter gets a little rocky. The score goes back and forth for a moment until Tehachapi scores a few more times throughout the quarter, with the score finally ending at 28-14. The Broncos were devastated with their final game of the season and were unable to provide a comment after the game. Tehachapi's head coach, Chris Krimpian, had this to say about the game. It was a tough game. Up until the final stretch there, when we were able to pull away with a turnover scoring off of that and then get another turnover to put the game away, both teams battled. I've gone against these guys before, and I'm very proud of the way both teams played, and luckily for us, it swung in our favor at the end. Due to the loss of the CIF championship, there won't be any more games this year, but we're all crossing our fingers for a big comeback next year. And Arnie Palu, head coach, sent out an email today saying he will have complete season stats and details on the end of the season awards presentation later this week. That was a heartbreaker to watch. Guess we're on to basketball. It's my favorite sport anyway. A couple of quick little updates here on things that are happening. Caltrans closes Route 89 ahead of incoming storm, so if you need to go that way, don't. Today, November 8th, 2 p.m., in preparation for an incoming snowstorm, with this closure, all three Sierra Mountain passes in Mono County will be closed as State Route 108, Sonora Pass, State Route 120, west to Yosemite, remain in a storm closure following the last major weather event. No other highway closures are planned at this time. However, Caltrans may close additional roads should storm conditions warrant it. With the National Weather Service forecasting snow levels dropping below 7,500 feet, Caltrans would like to remind motorists to prepare for snowy and icy driving conditions. Any vehicles traveling to higher elevations must have traction control devices such as snow chains on hand for the chain control and restrictions that are common this time of year. Motorists should also pack a snow duster to remove any snow that accumulates on top of their vehicle and check their windshield wipers to ensure they're in good condition and ready for stormy weather. For the latest information on road closures, please visit the Caltrans Quick Map site at quickmap.dot.ca.gov or download the app for your smartphone. You can also call the road conditions hotline at 1-800-427-ROAD. That's 7623. So the Mammoth Lakes Chamber of Commerce is selling tickets to their Business Excellence Awards Gala. And this is your last chance to buy tickets. So you'd better check that one out. There's my catchphrase. Gala details, red carpet entrance, cocktail reception with sounds by Mammoth High School Jazz Combo and Choir, raffle with prizes from local businesses, dinner, announcing award winners, event attire, dress to impress, proof of vaccination or negative COVID-19 test from the last 5 days required for entry. The awards being given out are Business of the Year, Business Person of the Year, Customer Service Person of the Year, New Business of the Year, Nonprofit of the Year, Green Business of the Year, and Best Looking Business Front of the Year. Well, I definitely get Best Looking Business Front, that's for sure. Full list of nominees can be found at Eastern Sierra Now. Dates and times, we got Wednesday, November 10th, 5:30 to 8:30 p.m. At 5:30 is the cocktail reception, 6:30 will be dinner, and 7 will be the awards ceremony. The location is Canyon Lodge and Lincoln Bar, 1000 Canyon Boulevard, Mammoth Lakes. Fees, $85 if you're a Mammoth Lakes Chamber member, $95 for member with reserved seating, $90 for non-member, $100 for non-member reserved seating. And you can register at you can register at EasternSierraNow.com. www.mammothchamber.com. And you better do that quick. Another Mammoth Chamber bit of news here. Have you ever wondered where do you get all the California required HR workplace posters? You know, the big ones that are usually hanging in the bathroom that you read when you're bathrooming. I don't know how to say that nice. Well, here you go. Through Cal Chamber, the Mammoth Lakes Chamber of Commerce has access to the mandatory 2022 California and federal labor law poster and pamphlets, which are for employees to display and provide to employees. All businesses with one employee or more must complete this requirement. Laminated posters are $35 each, and the posters plus the pamphlets are $95. All materials come in Spanish and English. Orders will be accepted through Friday, November 12th. For questions or to place an order, please email Brianna Goico at the Mammoth Lakes Chamber of Commerce. Last little bit of information before we let you go here. The fuelwood season has been extended throughout November 30th, weather conditions permitting, since it can take about 2 weeks to receive them via the mail. The November 15th date allows for fuelwood collectors adequate time to receive permits before the end of the fuel season. People seeking fuelwood permits are encouraged to do so as soon as possible. So, what does that mean? You gotta request your fuelwood permits before November 15th, but they last through November 30th. If you want to email about this, it is sm.fs.inofw_permit@usda.gov. Smarter thing, Eastern Sierra Now. Check it out. You can get all your information there. You can mail in. You can call in. Yeah, that's about it. So definitely head over to Eastern Sierra Now and check that out. You know what else you need to check out? Shorty Speed Shop. That's right. For those of you following us on Instagram, you had a fun week last week. We did a fun little trivia where we put out, you get a certain amount of points for things that you've done in the Eastern Sierra. You see those on Facebook all the time where it's like, hee hee hee, I got a tattoo, I get 5 points. Hee hee, I was arrested, I get 0 points. I don't know. But anyway, we redid the trivia so that it is things that you would have done in the Eastern Sierra exclusively. Like, for instance, go sledding at intake 2, something that's very specific to our area. Anyway, we had a lot of different people play, multiple people across platforms, Facebook and Instagram. It was pretty fun, and we had a lot of shares on that. So we will continue to keep doing that every couple of weeks or so. Adventure Rider 76 won last week. And what did he win? 10% off an oil change at Shorty's Speed Shop. That's quite a bit. I mean, that's a good solid, you know, $20 or $30 gift there just for playing a stupid game on Instagram. So these are going to keep happening. So with all of our different clients. So in this week, you need to head over to Shorty's. Tell them you played the game, you had fun, and you want to win next time. But they offer smogs now. That's one thing that's cool about Shorty Speed Shop. They are one of the only places in town that will actually do a smog. So, of course, you need that done because you have to if you sell or buy a car. So he's your guy. Go check it out. They specialize in Subarus, Toyotas, Hondas. But he can do pretty much anything. I don't mean to put stuff on his books there, but Robbie's a pretty good dude. So head over there. It's by appointment only to work on a car. So you can head in there and talk to him or just give him a call. Phone number 760-258-1342. And tell Nicole and Robbie that Jesse sent you. Speaking of Jesse, I'm out. Eastern Sierra Now, November 8th. Bye-bye.